Chapter 3 and Chapter 4. New words. A potion. Noun. A special drink that witches make. Turn into. Verb. Become something different. A screen. Noun. A large flat thing. No one can see you behind it. A manager. Noun. An important person in a business. Escape. Verb. Run away from a bad place or person. Lock. Verb. Close a door with a key. A mask. Noun. You wear a mask over your face. A mousetrap. Noun. A mousetrap kills mice. Chapter 3. Summer Holidays. The next day, my grandmother said to me, I've received a letter from your parents' lawyer asking me to look after you. I was pleased to hear that. But, she continued, your parents wanted you to go to school in England.
Oh, Grandma! I cried. You don't want us to move to England, do you?
Of course I don't, she answered. But we must, and school starts again soon. So the next day, my grandmother started making plans to move to England. On the evening before we left for England, my grandmother began talking about her favourite topic. There are fewer witches in England than in Norway, she said.
That's good, I said.
But they are the worst witches in the world, my grandmother added.
What do they do? I asked.
They make potions. Then they give them to children, and the children turn into animals. Often it's a small animal. And then an adult steps on it and kills it without knowing that it's a child.
That's terrible, I cried. I really don't want to go back to England now, Grandma.
I don't want to go either, she answered. But we have to go.
Does every country have witches? I asked.
Yes, she replied. And once a year, all the witches in one country have a big secret meeting. It is often in a hotel, and at the meeting, the Grand High Witch speaks to them.
Who's that? I asked.
She's the most important witch in the world, my grandmother said. And she's horrible. All the other witches are afraid of her. She travels from country to country, going to the secret meetings.
Where does the Grand High Witch live? I asked.
Nobody knows, my grandmother replied. But many people have tried to find her. The next morning, we went to my parents' house in England. I started school again, and everything seemed normal. At the bottom of our garden, there was an enormous tree. One Saturday afternoon, I decided to start building a treehouse in it. It was spring, and being high up in the tree was lovely, with the young green leaves all around me. I was working very hard, and suddenly I saw a woman standing below me. She was looking up at me with a strange smile on her face. Why was this strange woman in our garden? I noticed that she was wearing a small black hat and long black gloves. Gloves! She was wearing gloves. I could not move because I was so afraid.
I have a present for you, she said, still looking at me and smiling.
I did not answer.
Come down from that tree, little boy, she said, and I'll give you the most exciting present that you've ever had.
She took a bright green snake from her bag and said,
Look, here's a snake. If you come down, I'll give it to you. Oh, Grandma, I thought, come and help me.
Now I climbed as high as I could in the tree and stayed there, shaking. I could not see the woman now. I stayed up there for hours and did not move. It started to get dark, and then, finally, I heard my grandmother calling me.
Grandma! I shouted back. I'm up here. Has that woman gone?
What woman? She asked.
The woman with the black gloves.
My grandmother was silent. Then she said,
Yes, my dear, she's gone. You can come down now.
I came down and she put her arms around me.
I've seen a witch, I said.
We went inside and I told my grandmother everything. When I finished, her face was grey and she was shaking too. I never saw that woman again. That was my first witch, but it was not my last. The school year passed, and soon it was the summer holidays. But the holidays did not start well because my grandmother became very ill. A nurse lived in our house and looked after her. I was very worried about her, but I was not allowed to go into her bedroom. After about 10 days, the nurse finally said,
You can see your grandmother now.
So I ran in and put my arms around her.
I'll be all right, she said. Don't worry.
My grandmother wanted to go to Norway on holiday, but the doctor told her,
No, you've been very ill. That journey would be too long for you.
So we decided to go to Bournemouth in England and stay in the Hotel Magnificent. The Hotel Magnificent was an enormous white building by the sea, and it looked like a boring place for a summer holiday. I had my own room, but it had a door to my grandmother's room. I took my 2 white mice with me. They were a present from my grandmother, and I called them William and Mary. I soon found a large empty hall with 2 very big doors. In front of the doors, there was a sign which said,
Do not come in. This hall is for a private meeting.
The doors were open, and nobody was there, so I went inside.
I'm sure that the people from the meeting have all gone home, I thought. This is a lovely secret place to play with my mice.
I went to the back of the hall, behind a screen, and I started playing with William and Mary.
Nobody will be able to see me here, I thought happily.
Suddenly, I heard voices. I was worried, because I could hear the hotel manager, Mr. Stringer.
Here's the hall for your meeting, he was saying. Come and have tea with me after your meeting.
Looking through the screen, I could see a large group of women coming in through the doors.